Faith Radio Morning, 7:37 on a Wednesday morning. Glad you're tuned in today, and we welcome back to the show our good friend Kendra Smiley. She's flying solo today, I think. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning. Yes, I am flying solo because John is flying, an international harvester with a planter behind it.
Oh, he's out in the fields, huh?
He is. And you know, farmers, even if they just are kind of second career farmers, when the sun is shining and the ground is ready, he said, "Oh, honey, do you think that you could do that alone today?" And who can resist that kind of charm?
Good. Well, we're grateful that you're still here with us and talking about truth today. You know, the line from the movie A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson on the stand and Tom Cruise says, "I want the truth." And of course, he says, "You can't handle the truth."
Right.
Now, we can take maybe something from that in this discussion today, do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing because kids tend to ask their parents questions which sometimes stump them, and not because it's a question about math, but it's a question about maybe what happened in their lives that the parents are wondering, should I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Can this child handle the truth? And more importantly, is it in the child's best interest that I reveal everything in regards to this question?
Well, and that's what we want to just kind of dig into, because there's so many variables to that question, too. And I think that, you have these opportunities to tell the truth to your kids. And you talk about how it's better that we do that than they stumble on it or somebody else tells them something that they should already know that we kind of held back. That can be kind of devastating, can it?
Yes, and believe it or not, after we had already done some research on this, I was having lunch with a friend, and she told me a true story about something like this that had just happened in her extended family. One of the members of her extended family had adopted a young child and had at least thought they'd help this child understand that he was adopted. Evidently, they told that truth when the child was about 12 months old, because it never evidently registered. Well, then this child is in high school now. Someone approaches the child with a copy of his birth certificate. How mean can you get?
Wow.
I know, saying, "Your mom and dad aren't your mom and dad, and here's the truth." Well, to tell you that this devastated this child and has definitely put a bump in the road between this child and his and his adoptive parents is to understate what happened.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Well, and then
it's horrible.
You talk about research, too, from the University of California in San Diego about children who sort of stumble onto this discovery. What did you find there?
Well, then they feel betrayed, just like this young man did, or skeptical about everything that's told them. Mm-hmm. You know, on a lighter side, and this is very light, but we chose not to make Santa Claus real. Now, we did have the fat fairy, which was sort of self-deprecating humor when it came to me, but you know, the kids knew that was pretend, and part of it in our minds was, you know, when they discover this isn't real, Santa, are they going to wonder about Jesus? And so, can you imagine? And that's a tiny thing, and I don't want anybody sending me an email about how fun Santa is. I got no problem with that. But the whole idea that you've lied about something as important as, you know, the child was adopted, and, you know, that's serious business. And when they find out, yes, they're definitely going to feel, you know, skeptical about everything else potentially that's been presented to them. And it's just not a good idea.
So in that sense, you know, in that instance, then how can they even repair that? Because that's one of those, then they're thinking, like you're saying, everything maybe was a lie. And even when parents say, "I love you," adoptive parents say that, then the child's like, "Well, you probably lied about that too." As an adopted child myself, I know that this can be tough, because there's already a little bit of a thing there, you know, that it's, I know for him, maybe it wasn't there because he didn't know for some reason that he was adopted, but
It hadn't registered for whatever. Well, I think, how do they handle this? Wow. And I think that's above my pay grade.
Yeah.
But basically, by first of all, starting with asking for forgiveness that he didn't understand. And then I think one of the most incredible things, in fact, I shared this with my good friend as we had lunch. I said, you know, Jesus, we are adopted into the family of God. We're chosen. It didn't just like, whoops, I guess we're going to have another baby. No, we're adopted. And that's the same with the children that are chosen to be adopted. So I think, living out the love, because saying I love you is one thing and living it is the most important thing. And that would be the advice I'd give to this mama.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Kendra Smiley here today on Faith Radio Mornings about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. What to share, when to share it, and being honest, the importance of that in parenting. And we're going to come back after a quick break here and continue our conversation with Kendra. If you have a question or comment, too, we have a phone line open at 877-933-2484. That's 877-933-2484. We'd be happy to put you on the air with Kendra today. We'll be back in a moment on Faith Radio Mornings. Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and BK, just about 7:45 here on this Wednesday morning. We're talking with Kendra Smiley today. John's out in the fields planting corn, and that's okay. He has an excused absence.
His mother rowing for him, absolutely.
And we're talking today with Kendra about, in our parenting, when to tell the truth and how much to share with our kids as well. In fact, on that point, Kendra, we have to be age appropriate when we're sharing the truth, even when kids are asking questions, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, and there's one other thing. I kind of wanted to flash back just a minute to what we were talking about as far as a child maybe assuming that the parents that they're living with are their biological parents.
Mm-hmm.
One of the important things, we had a young dear friend of ours who was then a teenager and now she's my age. She was adopted. She knew that. But she was very interested in what her genetic makeup was. And because she knew that she had been adopted, she did a little research, actually discovered her parents, her biological parents, and was able to find out some things because she was getting ready to get married and eventually start a family. And so that's another thing that's important to know. You know, what is it that I might have inherited that I didn't
mm-hmm.
even realize I inherited?
Mm-hmm. And then it kind of goes the other way because I did the same thing, but then you have this moment where you're like, well, how much do I tell my adoptive parents? Telling the truth back to your parents, sometimes you don't want to hurt them either. So
good for you. That's right. Yeah. And, you know, there are some things that really are best left unsaid,
That's right.
Ted was saying, age appropriate, mm-hmm. first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, one of the things I think that we can just rule out right away is, and actually I don't think kids really want to know this, but they really don't need or want to know about your private life, your intimate life as parents.
Mm-hmm.
La, 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 you know.
Right.
That's kind of disgusting. And sometimes I think parents sort of tend to, especially even as their children get to what might be age appropriate, that's not necessarily something your kids want to chat with you about. I'll leave that unspoken.
Yeah, I have friends who are a little bit more free sharing about some of these things when their kids are in the room. And like we were all as families together hanging out one day and they were saying some things. And I'm like, you know, that makes me uncomfortable. I can't imagine what that does to your kids.
Yeah, could you hold that back?
Yeah, that's more, it's the TMI, too much information.
Exactly.
Kendra Smiley again joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings. We're talking about being honest with your kids and sharing the right amount of truth with them. You know, for the parent, Kendra, that maybe has a bit of a checkered past. They know the Lord now, but they didn't always walk with him. And the questions come from their maybe preteen or teenage son or daughter about, you know, well, did you ever do this, or you know, what was your story? What do they do there? I mean, they want to be honest, but they don't maybe want to overshare, as we're saying.
Well, I think that if you think it will make a positive impact on your child to know, then I would say share it. Let's say, for example, drug use or abuse, those sorts of things. And with that, it's not just, yeah, this is what I did, and act as though there were no ramifications, because, mm-hmm. of course, there are. So if you feel that it would benefit your child to know about some maybe serious mistakes that you made when you were their age, I would say share those and definitely let that child know why that was a serious mistake. So it's not taken in a lighthearted way, but it's taken as the voice of experience.
Mm-hmm. Kendra, we have a caller from Sioux Falls, and we wanted to have her she has a question for you, too, and wanted to talk and weigh in on this topic about telling the truth. Good morning, Jeannie. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My daughter She's presently married, but at the time she was not married and became pregnant. Well, the man she married, they have a child together. But this young man, he's my son-in-law now, chose to raise this baby as his own child. Uh-huh. So I'm wondering, at what point do we tell this child that the man that she knows as her dad is not her biological dad?
Well, I think that depends, again, kind of on what Ted said, and that is, when is it age appropriate and when is it necessary? We know of another man who fathered a child, and the mother of that child moved clear across the nation. And this young child that was his, but never knew he existed, found out when she was about 15 or 16, and it was perhaps not presented in the best way, and so caused a lot of stress and a lot of heartache on all ends of the court, including the child, the man's other biological child that he had conceived with his wife, who is the same age. Now, you can see there's all kinds of things that had happened there. I think it is something, Jeannie, that they're going to have to face at some time for the good of this child so that she knows. And I'm guessing that this gentleman that is her daddy, and by the way, my definition of a father is the one who cleans up the vomit, right? Not the one who happened to be there at conception. You know, the true meaning of what a father is. You know, at some point, they will probably need to share this with her, and she will know that her dad, the man who has been there to clean up the messes, is definitely loves her. It was an act of love that he did adopting her.
Jeannie, thanks for the call. We hope that's helpful. And Kendra, would you also recommend that they get some outside counseling help with that?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I am big on counseling, not because I have a daughter-in-law who is one. She is a Christian therapist. But absolutely, absolutely, so that they might be able to make that decision of when might be the right time to share.
And talk about the benefit, too, that you found from your research, Kendra, when you're talking about the hard things with your kids and you're being honest to them. What can that do long-term?
Well, what you're basically doing is you're modeling for them, because they're going to have hard things in their life. Why? Because they live on this earth, right? And they're human beings. And if you're willing to talk about the hard things with them, they're going to have maybe feel more open about talking about the hard things with you. And, you know, as far as human beings, until they get married and start their own family, there's nobody who loves them more than the people who've been changing those diapers for years and taking care of those kids. And so when they know that they can open up to you about some things that are tough, when they feel freer about that, that's a great thing for a family.
Kendra, also, if you could maybe offer some encouragement to the parent that hasn't always been 100% honest with their children and they're feeling a little bit of conviction about that, what should they do?
Well, I would say, are they feeling conviction because they really needed to be honest about something, or are they just, feeling, a little bit of guilt about, just because of misplaced, I guess, guilt.
Yeah, false guilt kind of stuff.
False guilt, because it really is, if they've done nothing intentionally wrong or irresponsible, then that's false guilt, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and I think as far as God is concerned, too, and that's something Satan can really use. I mean, guilt is a powerful negative thing, and it can also be a powerful positive thing. So the parent who's listening right now and thinking, oh boy, you know, then take it to the Lord. You know, take it straight to the top. That's what I like to say. And try to evaluate whether this is guilt that you're feeling because you really needed to share. And then you can always go back. You can apologize, you know, change your behavior and communicate with that child. And if you realize, no, I'm just, you know, this is not guilt that I need to feel, then you throw it in the trash bag.
And I think, again, the counseling aspect of that, too, could be what I hear, too, is if you're honest with your child, you ask forgiveness, and then you're sharing the truth. But then if they tell a lie somewhere down the road, I can just hear it. Well, you lied to me, so why is this a big deal that I lied to you? Right? I mean, this stuff goes, it's a big circle. It goes around and around.
Yeah, it's bad. It's wrong, PK, that you lied to me, because it was wrong when I lied to you.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Yep, and just call it what it is. That's good.
Yeah, with confidence. And that, if John and I could just somehow inject confidence into parents today, you know, bottle it and put it on the market. I'll tell you, that is what we are so lacking. You know, we love our children, but so many times we lack the confidence to be the parent.
Be the parent.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. It's a great topic today. Thank you so much, Kendra, for enlightening us on this and reminding us that honesty is always the best policy. And just, again, gauging what's age appropriate and everything else. That's just a helpful reminder mm-hmm. for us. Thanks.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And now I must go out to the field and run the cultivator.
Okay.
The cultivator, don't you know?
I think that's on my bucket list.
I think that's the more sophisticated than the planter.
So all important right. to have a good time.
I will. Thanks so much for you.
Okay, all right, we'll be in touch with Kendra. Again, Kendra Smiley is our guest. You'll find links for her website up at myfaithradio.com.